Greetings from Episcopal Church of the Ascension. I'm Father Paul, here with some information about things happening at Ascension, and maybe some information that's helpful even if you're not a member here. First, I want to share with you a little encouragement to participate in our progressive dinner. I encourage your signups on Sunday, and they tell me it worked. Many of you did sign up. I'm going to show you real quickly on our homepage just how easy it is to find. In case you have not yet signed up, here, if you see on the homepage, you can scroll down just a little bit to the highlights area. Lots of good things happening. And if you click on that progressive dinner button, it's very easy to get signed up. We hope that you'll use this as a means of connecting with others at Ascension. And it's really just a fun opportunity to gather. So please do take a moment and sign up if you haven't already. Next, we are working on getting some new name tags here at Ascension. Some of you may prefer to continue to use the sticker tags, but we know how important it is to wear name tags as we greet one another and continue to connect with each other. And we're hoping to order some just like this with a magnet on the back. If your preferred name on a name tag is anything other than what we've already known you by, we hope that you'll reach out to us. We're hoping to place this order by the end of the month. So name tags coming soon. Next, I want to talk a little bit about our prayer list. Prayers of the People is a really central part of our worship experience. It's part of every Eucharist. And most churches, Ascension included, include some time where people can offer prayers on their own. Maybe someone you know who's going through something, maybe for yourself, maybe Thanksgiving, maybe someone who's struggling. We do maintain a prayer list. You may have noticed it in the back of the bulletin each week. And previously at Ascension, we would include little printed strips of paper with some of the names from that list to be read aloud during worship, kind of an encouragement to make sure each of these names on our prayer list is offered out loud. We are about to start a new method. The bulletin, instead of printing the slips of paper each week, we'll highlight a couple of names in a series of bulletins. So each name will be highlighted in one bulletin. And then to indicate which bulletins have those highlights, we'll highlight a little text on the front. This is last week's bulletin, just as an example for us. The ushers, greeters would notify you if you're receiving one, indicating that your participation is hoped for as we reach the prayers of the people. So if you'd prefer not to, that's your opportunity to say, oh, please, I'd like one without the highlights. We hope that this will help us to engage with our prayer list a little bit more deeply. And of course, it is there for your use throughout the week. Some people retain the bulletin for the announcements or the prayer list in the back as a means of connecting with our community throughout the week. So we hope that you will participate by reading highlighted names aloud in worship starting this Sunday. Now, last Sunday, as we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, we also began a new book or a new study in adult ed at 9:15, meets in the conference room. Now, each year in the lectionary, we focus on one gospel in particular. Year A, B, C, we focus Matthew, Mark, Luke. We're back in year A. But over the course of the last 3 years, we've used January as a time to look a little bit more deeply at the gospel that the lectionary focuses on for the year. So 4 years ago, I guess it was Matthew, last year Luke, the year before that was Mark. And we have not yet done John. Now, John is unique among the Gospels. The other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are sometimes referred to as the Synoptic Gospels. They have a lot of shared source material. They are structured very similarly. They obviously each have their differences. John is structured differently, and we are we have a bit of John in each of the lectionary years, particularly and Lent and Easter, those readings tend to pop up this Sunday, actually. We will have a reading from the Gospel of John. And no preparation is required. If you want to participate in this study, you can simply show up, listen, participate. We are using conversations with Scripture, the Gospel of John. We've used other books from this series here in the past and found them to be a great resource as we try to invest ourselves in understanding a particular book of the Bible on a little bit deeper level. The other course material that can be helpful, I know this past Sunday we used a short video from the Bible Project. And this is something we've recommended in the past, and I will give you just a quick tour of that as well. I think quite highly of this as a resource. The Bible Project, here's the main page of the Bible Project. So you can see that there are more things than just videos. They have a podcast, an app, and some other resources. And they have their videos sorted in a variety of ways. I'm going to go to the book overviews. Anytime we're doing a study on a particular book of the Bible, I tend to go back and watch these. It's a great opportunity to have a little bit of a review and an understanding of some of the importance of the book. And you see they have book reviews for many, if not all, of the books of the Bible at this point. And you have Old Testament and New Testament here. We're going to click on New Testament. You could follow through to the Gospel of John. And it is a two-part video series. You have to choose, do you want to watch the first part or the second? So if you missed this past Sunday and you're jumping in, I might encourage you to watch the first part as we did when we gathered this past Sunday. I'll include a link to this in the notes on the video itself. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can just click after you're done watching and catch this video as well whenever you have a moment. It's a website that might be worth your exploring in its entirety as well. Again, I find it to be quite helpful. Did want to take just a moment to share one other book that I've encountered recently. I read this over break, The Holy Ghost by John Hendricks. He was doing these little drawings while he was in worship, and it turned into something a little bit more. But there is a lot of fun art, and it really is a delightful kind of engagement, a playful engagement with what the Holy Spirit is like and how the Holy Spirit interacts with us over time. Some different characters develop. I enjoyed this. It was playful, and it got me thinking a bit. And so if you'd like to borrow it, it is here in the office, and I'd be happy to share it. I think it's a fun little book that you might enjoy as well. Thank you to all who are watching. Especially appreciate some of you clicked like or made a little comment. Any that are enjoying the videos, your encouragement means a lot. Thank you for that. And if you're able or interested, you can share these. You know, you share them targeted. You can send it to somebody who you'd like to have a little more information about things that are happening at Ascension, or encourage others from Ascension to make sure they're watching it. And you could also share with someone who you might think would enjoy who we are at Ascension as a means of invitation into our community. With all of this said, I hope to see y'all in church sometime soon. And until then, blessings.